Well, hello people. Buck here. Buck's podcast. Another story out of Alberta, Bigfoot. It's a nighttime encounter by three brothers in northern Alberta. It was 1960, September's second week in September. Hines Creek, Alberta, Canada. Highway 864. It says, brothers, we're herding our cows home at night. They had got out into the pasture, and we were walking to the west, heading into the wind, and we were near the edge of a ravine that came out to an endless brush a mile away. The ravine is thick treed, and all of a sudden the cows took off running, running to skirt around, the greenery building. The building holding the grain near the edge of the ravine. Our dog whined once and took off at running towards home, a half a mile away. The three of us were running close to the cows to cut across in front of the granary to cut off the cows. As we raced around the building, we came out in front and straight into a huge man-like animal covered in fur. It was after dark, but the moon has risen early, and the light covered oat and barley stems in fields, I don't remember which crop, really made things bright. The animal had grain in its hand and is just staring at us for about 3 to 5 seconds and looked surprised as we did. My oldest brother quickly said, I know, that's Walter Luca in my dad's bear suit. Walter Luca was a neighbor that lived about 3 miles away and was huge, 6'4" and weighed about 420. Then the animal turned around and quickly walked into the bush 40 yards away. We got home, we immediately checked our dad's bear suit, coveralls, a brown collar made of wool, and made for the very cold weather, and still hanging there. My dad was still not back from the hunting moose. I was about 8 at the time, and my brothers were 10, 14. We started talking about it at home and realized that we had reached it into the grain from the gavel end of the granary, which was about 8.5 feet off the ground. We recalled that the animal, which looked like a man, was almost as tall as the gable ends on the granary, or 8 feet high. Our father was in the logging business and had several natives working for him. A few months later, we were talking to them, and they said it was a Sasquatch. This is the first time we ever heard of the word, but it used commonly years later, as several people in the northern Alberta saw these animals. Well, that's the end of that story, and you like this story, you know what to do. Click, like, subscribe, follow. Thanks for listening, and I'll get another story on here just as soon as I can. Thank you for listening, and if you're a hockey player, keep that stick on the ice. Thank you.